Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can do a couple things for me. One, give me your email address, because, you know, I really want to get you on our list, get you on our mailing list. If you don't want to be on that, then we can always do it by text message. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you get involved in and really find out what the message is. Find out how to speak the message. Find out how to deal with the message. Be the message. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. I'm having some fun with this because as the days go on, as it gets closer, it's easy to speak to what's happening in D.C. I mean, you can see all the double standards going on. You can see them running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You can see how the Democrats, I mean, Schiff and Pelosi at this point, have got to be the least transparent. You know, if we thought Obama was the least transparent administration, and I got to tell you something, you guys are going to say, that's because you're a Republican. No! Don't you remember even when mainstream media, including CNN, said they were one of the hardest administrations to get information out of? It wasn't a Republican talking point. Lamestream media, the ones that hated the Republicans, were saying that. So let that sink in for a minute. Now you got Schiff to the point right now where he won't allow Republicans to ask questions in the hearings. Come on, explain that. Defend that, liberals. I mean, some of you are sitting there going, well, that's because you guys are liars. You won't really, you're just going to try to trap them anyhow. Yeah. Right, because you never do that. The Democrats never have done that in any meeting, have they? Just nuts. So anyhow, I mean, this is truly, they're calling it a kangaroo court. No, it's not. It's a circus in the form of Congress. That's exactly what it is. You look at the questions you're asking, you can't get the transcripts. Right, Republicans can't ask questions, and Schiff shut down one witness because he didn't like the questions the Republicans were asking. It's not a dictatorship. They treat it like one because they believe that when they don't like what you're saying, when they don't like what you're pushing and they don't believe it's the right thing, they're just going to shut it down because they know better than you. That's ultimately what it boils down to. They know better than you. Okay? Always a pleasure. All right, so somebody's having problems with the line. We'll try to clear the line in a minute and make sure that we've got open lines for you guys. All right, so I'm talking about the damn double standards that are going on, okay? And I'm telling you that the more they talk, right? The more that they talk, the more that they show you what they're willing to do and not willing to do, you'll see how afraid they actually are. You'll see how much, not just how afraid they actually are, but you see how much and how far they're willing to go to cover things up. And again, back to this Hill thing right now, with the Katie Hill cover-up or what have you, whatever you want to call it. I don't really care what you call it. The bottom line with it is that you have to, or we have to. I shouldn't even say you have to anymore. We have to. We have to work together as a team. We have to call them out when they lie. Right? We can't let them get away with this. Not for a second. And every little thing that they, because they do it to us, every little thing, every little word, every no matter how we say it, they're in your face, aren't they? It's really that easy. All right. Let's get to some of these other stories. But again, let's get back to Schiff. Now, the GOP, now let's just say I believe I'm in line with, yes, they've been known not to tell the truth. They all have, but we'll just stick with that. But House Republican leaders, right? They had a news conference. They stepped out today and said, hey, listen, this is nuts. And they say that Representative Adam Schiff, he's a Democrat from California, he's preventing a witness in the latest impeachment hearing from answering certain questions. So if he doesn't like the question, if he doesn't like the way it sounds, if he doesn't like what it's about, he's not going to let you speak to it. What are they afraid of? Aren't they truth seekers? What's the problem here? And if the witness lies, just have him arrested. Prove it and have him arrested. Now, I want you to remember something. This is the same guy that said that he laid his eyes on evidence, laid his eyes on evidence that Schiff laid his eyes on evidence that directly connected President Trump to the Russians, that he has seen it. He knows it. Now, Steve Scalise, another Republican, and Jim Jordan as well, told reporters that Schiff shut down a Republican line of questioning during a hearing with Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, right, the latest current, or former, actually, Trump administration official to come before Congress. He said, when we asked Vindman who he spoke to after the important event in July, Adam Schiff said, no, we're not going to let him answer that question. Why not? What's he afraid of? Jordan said, look, Schiff broke his own rules he laid down for people. He basically, he was acting as an attorney, and he told the Republicans he wouldn't allow them to act as attorneys. We'll go to the phones after the break. Joe Messina, your host. I mean, seriously, we've got to call out their hypocrisy around every corner. And as a matter of fact, even with Republicans, you call out their hypocrisy as well. But this is like coming at us in bucketfuls. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And again, we'll hit the phones after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Everybody loves horns, right? Come to your host. This is Real Fat of GCA Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with me. We're talking about we're talking about Shifty Schiff and, you know, his triple and quadruple standards and how he changes them as he goes. And it seems to be the mantra of the Democrats lately to where, whether it's legal stuff or anything else, it is whatever they say, whatever they do, whatever thought comes between the ears is righteous and right. And if you don't do it, you're crazy, you're sick, you're stupid, whatever it is. I mean, these are how they feel, not me. And yet everything a Republican says, anything a Republican thinks, anything a conservative thinks is bad, mean, nasty, and just terrible. But the biggest one and the latest one is this Katie Hill debacle in Southern California. in the California District 25, Congressional District 25. And I cannot believe that people are coming out on her side of the aisle and defending her when what she did truly goes 180 degrees against the Me Too movement and more. Anyway, let's get Juan out of Valencia, California. Juan, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it so much.
Sure, I'm here.
Yep. And so what do you think about this whole, you know, Katie Hill resigned. She took no responsibility for anything. As far as she was concerned, it was nothing more than a smear campaign against her to get her out. And even though she later admitted to having a relationship with this young lady, and the young lady in the relationship said it was not good, now Christy Smith, who wants that seat, comes out and calls Katie Hill a patriot. Help me out. Help me understand. I don't get this.
Well, that's kind of confusing right now because I want to find out, too, why is she calling her a patriot? You know, I'm coming in kind of in the middle. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a conservative. Mm-hmm. I'm an independent. Okay, so I actually feel embarrassed because I gave Katie Hill my vote, and she turned out to be such a huge disappointment, not owning to her mistakes. You know, I could agree that, oh, yes, you know, she made mistakes, but yes, you know, step down and own your mistakes.
Well, one, everybody makes mistakes, right? You give her that.
Yes, everybody, yes. And,
right.
And I agree, you know, and, you know, everybody, people will give people second chances, you know, but
yep.
Stepping down and not owning to your mistakes, you know, it was kind of like a letdown. You know, because evidence is there, and then, you know, the next person in line, which will be Christy Smith, I don't think she deserves my vote. You know, I don't think she has what it takes, you know, if she's going to follow on the same path as Katie Hill.
Right. Well, I you know, again, I do agree with you. I agree with you from a standpoint that when they sit there, you've got to be honest. Even if it hurts, you have got to be honest about the people you're supporting and the people that you're working with. You agree with that?
Yes, she ran as a moderate. She lied to us.
Yeah, yeah. And now you've got Christy Smith that wants to step in, and she's giving kudos to a woman. She's calling that woman a patriot, as you just said yourself, who admitted to having, you know, a wrong relationship. Now, listen, her having a relationship with somebody, that's her business. But her having a relationship with a staffer was not right. Her abusing that staffer, whether it be verbally or mentally, is also not right. So they just won't own their own. They won't own the problems / issues that they had. That's what bothers me the most. Can we agree on that?
Yes. Yes, and it kind of, you know, bothers me, too, that, you know, Christy Smith now is stepping up, and she seems like she's part of the same things that Katie Hill has in terms of political agenda that they might have. You know, they run as moderates here on our district, you know, the 25th district. Yep. They told us, you know, they were going to fight for us, Medicare and all this. You know, things that they promised us that they were going to fight for us. But it seems that their main thing over there in Washington is, you know, just obstruction, and everything has to do with the president and not with our district anymore.
Right. Well, you know what? Hopefully someday, my prayer, Juan, is that we no longer have Democrats, we no longer have Republicans, but we have Americans that want to make this country better. What do you think? Can we get in line with that?
Yes, we can get in line with that. Yes, yes. But at this point, you know, the way that Democrats are stepping up and you know, right here in our district, I'm not liking what I see from them, you know.
Yep. It's up to us to hold their feet to the fire. Hey, Juan, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you calling into the show.
Sure. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you think about it, in Juan, you know, look, openly, he's calling He's calling a very conservative show, and he's saying, look, I'm not on the same page as you. I'm, you know, more in the middle. I'm more of a libertarian. I'm more of a moderate, whatever you want to call it. But I kind of want the same things you want. I want people to be honest. I want people to do what they say they were going to do, that kind of thing. And that's what we want, too. We want people to do what they want to do. I don't want this Hollywood, you know, when it comes to politics, I don't want this Hollywood kissy-kissy, cheek-to-cheek garbage. Yeah, and you guys know what I'm talking about, right? There's the one where, hey, love to see a great person. You turn around, you look at the guy next to you and say, what a piece of crap that guy is, you know? I never did like him to begin with. This is what goes on here. So again, I say to you, even you Republicans in the 25th District there in California, you're getting people stepping up. You need to think about who you're voting for. You need to think, not the ones you're pressured into getting together with, not the ones that, oh my God, you know, he's been a Republican all his life, and I love him, and he served, he was a cop or a military guy or a teacher or whatever their background is. You should be voting for people that can do the job. And now I'm going to slap around my Christian friends for a second. You should be voting for people that line up with your belief system. You should be voting for people that line up with the Word of God. Otherwise, what are you doing? And no, don't tell me God doesn't get involved in politics, because I could beat you up for an hour with scripture that shows you. And if you believe that God invented everything or created everything or put everything in place, then chances are, if you put government in place, don't you think he wants you to take care of it, make sure it works? Do you think he wants you to endorse or elect heathens to watch over you? I mean, seriously, I want you to think about that. Some of you are going to go, no, you're talking politics. No, I'm not. I'm talking Bible. More after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. If you need a minute, pray about it. Come on back. Take a listen. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats released the contents of the resolution setting the guidelines for the next phase of the impeachment inquiry. It calls for open hearings, with the final recommendation on impeachment left to the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Come on, I hate it when all we do is rail on people, right? I mean, there's so much more to it than just those things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This whole thing started off a couple of weeks ago. And we had, I had gotten some information over the weeks, and I decided to start writing, start putting it together, start pulling it all together. Because it just, at first it was just a crazy sex story, a bad 70s, what do you call it, soap opera, right? And I started looking at this stuff and I go, wait a minute, it's like one of those stories where you couldn't sit around and make it up and sell it to anybody, right? It has to be real. So I didn't go down the side of the story that everybody, a lot of other people decided to go to, the ones that went viral and what have you. I went down the side of the story that was a little different. And as I start going down, I get more and more information. I've got a couple of contacts in D.C., well-known people. I use their names. You know who some of these people are. But here's the deal. So last week it came to a head with, as many of you know, in California, but she hasn't resigned yet, so I don't know what's going to happen. Right? Until she actually hands in the piece of paper to Pelosi, and Pelosi realizes who she is and what the paper is and lets her go, accepts her resignation, then she really hasn't resigned yet, right? But here's the thing. And you see it starts coming together. You say, okay, that makes sense. I was accused by one of the reporters of saying that there were Republicans following Hill around. No. See, here's the problem. You cannot, like you heard that last caller, you cannot disappoint people. You cannot spit in people's faces and expect at some point in time they're not going to bite back. That's exactly what happens. They bite back. You can't keep expecting loyalty from people, loyalty, and crap all over them for all intents and purposes. I believe that's what she was doing. Now, the insider that I have gave me a whole bunch more information. And at first I was sitting on it, but I'm going, I can see where we're going. I can see, you know, these accolades coming in. Now we're going to start calling. So, you know what? Let's just let it flow. It's like I say to President Trump all the time. Just declassify everything. You watch, the Dems will just run like ship rats. If you declassify, go, I don't care how far back it is. Go back to Benghazi, right? We can go back further than that. I don't care how far back you want to go. And let it all flow. Because that's what the Dems are doing. They're going after everything they get their hands on. As far as they're concerned, everything that you do is fair game, Mr. President. So put it back on them. So I'm going to reiterate what I said the other night, which is when the Ethics Committee started their investigation, and I'm telling you, unlike any other kind of government thing, within a couple of hours, they knew that she had lied even further. Think about that, that she had lied even more. And that she did have, they now had evidence or verbal. Now, when the reporters call me and say, well, do you have evidence of the fact that she was having a relationship with Graham? No, I wasn't invited in the room to take pictures, okay? I mean, short of Graham or her sitting in a chair and saying, yes, we've been having sex with each other, what do you want? But her staff knew it. So let me make sure I get the story straight and clear. I've been told by the D.C. connection, and that's all I'm going to say, the D.C. connection, that the chief of staff pulled together, Hill's staff, when first found out that she was lying, told the staff not to lie. Do not lie, because when it comes to staffers in D.C., if you lie or you stick up for your member and you get caught, you don't just get fined. You'll never work again, and you could probably get jail time. This is totally wrong, because if a congressional person lies, what do they get? A slap on the wrist, or just before they get go into the meeting or the hearing, they can resign and it all goes away. What planet is that fair on? Just asking for a friend, as they say. So he went in and he said, if you get called in, if you get asked, well, do not lie. He asked Graham to take a leave of absence, is what I'm told. Again, I'm not there. I can't tell you that any of this is 100% true, but I trust my source. And if you trust me, you know that I'm not embellishing. I'm not telling you the truth. He said Graham refused to take a leave of absence. Just take a leave of absence. This blows over. Let's get it fixed. No. He went to Hill. Hill refused to have Graham take a leave of absence. And now what's come out over the weekend, actually yesterday or today, that maybe, now Katie Hill had a roommate, I mean legitimately had a roommate, which is not uncommon in D.C. among the congressmen. There's no way they can afford their own apartment. I mean, you might have somebody like Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi. I think Pelosi's got her own mansion out there. Isn't it interesting? They make $170,000, $180,000 a year, and they're living in homes that you and I couldn't even think about renting for an hour. I don't know how that happens. And then they rail on the 1%. I mean, are they brain dead? They are the 1%. Anyway, back to my story. So now what happens is that I'm hearing that the African-American congresswoman, I think she was from Montana, who roomed with Katie, was a little concerned, too, because Graham was spending a lot of time there at the apartment overnight. Now, do I know that they were having a sexual relationship? I wasn't there. I don't know. You figure it out. But I think you wait long enough and this thing heats up enough, you're going to find. That's why I said, why keep lying? Why are we doing this? Just say, I'm sorry, I screwed up. I'm out of here. Hopefully you can get somebody better for the job. Again, as you heard from the caller and some of the emails I get, people feel betrayed. Now, I'm telling you right now, because, again, the assemblyperson out of California, Christy Smith, she brought it up. She put it out there. You have a liar that just resigned, and she knew it. She lied to the senior level. She lied to Pelosi. And then after she finished lying to Pelosi, and they put the letter together for her to read that she was innocent. This was nothing more than a smear campaign. I've been called a Russian, probably that too, a Russian operative, a Republican operative. And the funny thing about it is, if you read some of the stuff I write, if you've listened to the show, if you've seen the people that I've gone after in my columns, you never know I was a Russian operative. I'll put it that way, because I go after both sides. I don't care what you are. I only care that you're an American. If you're an American, you're working for American principles, and America comes first, the U.S. comes first, we're good. If you're a Democrat or a Republican, and the party comes first, and America comes second, and the American people come second, you're in my sights. My radio sights. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can ask for text alerts by sending TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So back again to, it's not just Katie Hill doing this. You want to get to Omar for a minute? You do that one too. I mean, Omar, I love it. You know, Snopes covered for Omar. No, no, it's unproven that she married her brother. No, it's not. It's right in your face. It's in the licensing. It's in the reports from immigration. Right, you cannot keep lying for them. It ain't right. Well, I guess for them it's right. I don't know. This is what I'm saying to you, that there are two different sets of rules. And that's all they'll give it is an unproven. I mean, seriously, I think she's been married twice. Has she been divorced twice? Has she divorced her brother? God, I hate to think about how that honeymoon night was. I mean, seriously, this is... And people don't touch this. They won't do anything with it. And I don't know why. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. It's been wrong. And everybody's hiding from it for whatever reason. I don't know what they're hiding from. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
We are back. You listen to Real Silo, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us, being with us, being part of the conversation. As I like to say, being part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're here, that you're with us, that you're playing along, that kind of stuff. All right. I mean, seriously, I got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Let's just get to it. And you got the last 2 hours, I guess, we've been talking about some of the Democrat double standards. Standards that just, infuriates me. It infuriates me when we do it. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I call us out as well. When I say us-ins, I'm talking about, you know, Republicans, conservative Republicans, people that also sometimes come off holier than thou, and they're not. And we need to call each other. I'll tell you why. If you buy into that, if you lie, and you get caught lying, then everything else you say from that point on is suspect, is in question. Is that really where you want to be? I mean, come on, think about that. Is that really what you want to be known for? Okay, one thing to make a mistake or misquote someone, that's a different story. But when you actually start running down and making up lies and covering, because you know what they always say, right? It's not the lie that gets you. What is it? Everybody, same time. It's cover up, right? Right. And that's what gets you in trouble. That's where they actually nail you good. So let's just not do that anymore. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you want to send me an email, maybe you don't want to call in, you don't want to get in the air, but you got a comment, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can always sign up for text alerts and respond there to me as well. You can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, the Ukrainian efforts to sabotage Trump backfire. God, isn't that great? Donald Trump wasn't the only presidential candidate whose campaign was boosted by officials of a former Soviet bloc country. No, no, no. The Ukrainian government officials tried to help Hillary Clinton. Now, this isn't somebody just spewing it. This comes from the Ukrainians. And they undermined the Trump by publicly questioning his fitness for office. They also disseminated documents that implicated a Trump aide in corruption. They also suggested that they were investigating the matter, but only to back away from the election. And then they helped Clinton's allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors. The Ukrainian-American operative, who was consulting for the Democrat National Committee, he met with top officials of the Ukrainian embassy and the Ukrainian embassy in Washington. Not the Russian, not the Chinese, right? I love this stuff. Because you can't deny it. Anyway, they met in an effort to expose ties between Trump top campaign aide Paul Manafort and Russia. Now, that's according to the people with direct knowledge of the situation and according to the Politico investigation. Now, the Ukrainian efforts had an impact on the race, obviously helping to force Manafort's resignation and advancing the narrative that Trump's campaign was deeply connected to the Ukraine foe to the east. But they were far less concerted or centrally directed than Russia's alleged hacking and dissemination of Democratic emails. Right? They say that Russia's effort was personally directed by Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was involved in the country's military and foreign intelligence services. When you keep looking at what's going on here, more and more and more and more and more, this isn't tied to Trump at all. It ties to the Democrats, which is why now you see nothing's being discussed about that Russian tie, about the dossier and the Russian tie. You don't hear it anymore. You know why? Because it would tie the Democrats to it. That's why you don't want to hear it. And I, you know, a guy today that I was talking with feels, a well-known Democrat, feels quite betrayed by his party based on what went on with Katie Hill. And I told him, I said, why don't you go over to the walkaway movement? Right? It's not a matter of leaving the Democrat Party and then joining the Republican Party, because it's not what we want. I mean, sure, I'd love you to come over to this side, so to speak, but it's not the goal. The goal is to convert everybody. The goal is first to get you to see the truth and the reality, and then move you over if we need to. Right? But the first thing is to see how many of your compadres, how many of your previous comrades are leaving the party because they can't be found anymore. We don't know who they are anymore. And that's sick and that's sad, I'm telling you. Anyway, there's little evidence of such a top-down effort by Ukraine, according to long-term observers. So they suggest that the rampant corruption, right, the economic struggles plaguing the country, God, I can't get out of my mouth, plaguing the country is bad. And you know what? To bring money in, it's a good thing. There's little evidence of such top-down effort by Ukraine. A long-time observer suggests that the rampant corruption and the struggles plaguing the country, not to mention its ongoing strife with Russia, would render it unable to pull off an ambitious interference campaign like this. But the President Pietro's administration along with the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, insist that Ukraine stay neutral in the race, but they got proof of otherwise, if you would. Politico's investigation found evidence of the Ukrainian government involved in the race that appears to strain diplomatic protocol. It dictates to the government, the government's refrain from engaging in one another's elections. Look, they can say whatever they want to, but ultimately they have come out and they've said, yes, we were involved, we did this, and you're never going to have the, you're never going to have the Dems fess up to this. They can't. There's no way. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're on the Real Side with Joe Messina. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? You're on the Real Side with Joe Messina. Hello? Okay, we'll can that one. You don't want to say anything? You're gone. It's really that simple. Anyhow. Okay. In the next hour, we've got Sonia Schmidt's going to join me. Sonia is a long, 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 long time friend. And she came out of Hollywood. She actually did a lot of work during the Arsenio Hall show. She'll tell you about it when she comes on. I think she was either the first black writer or the first black female writer on the show. And she paints a picture of Hollywood even back then that it made it very, 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 very hard for them to work in. Seriously. And now, as the years have gone on, you know, the years of Obama, the years have gone on, it's actually gotten worse, not better. And because of Trump and how much they hate Trump, it's gotten even worse and not better. It just never stops. So we have to encourage these people. We encourage them in their movies and so forth. All right, here we go. Mark from California, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Joe. I was calling to talk about our local politicians in the 25th District, the 38th Assembly District of near Santa Clarita.
Well, you've got the 25th Congressional District now wide open. We have, according to Christy Smith, the patriotic Miss Hill that just stepped out. And everybody's jumping into the race. But don't you find it a little hypocritical, Mark, that the local local assembly person that wants to step into that chair actually calls somebody who admittedly lied a patriotic and good person?
Yeah, Katie Hill is an embarrassment for this area. I don't even know how she really got elected, but she stepped down. She's bought and paid for. I mean, I don't know why she stepped down. There must be more bad stuff out there, which I believe. I believe the Democratic Party said we need to get rid of you now so we can slide somebody else in. I think that happened, too. They probably paid her off. And she's a coward. She said, you know, if she did everything right and she's honest, then she should stand up and do what she says. She's already accusing people. Her husband's the worst guy in the world now. She's dishonest. She's never been credible or believable. Her integrity is miserable. So I'm glad she's gone, but it was very convenient for her to do it now so that their party can buy somebody else in there. And, yeah, Katie's a miserable person. She's not truthful. She's never stood up and done anything. She doesn't know the local policies. She didn't know anything about CMEX and she got elected in. Everybody thinks she can say all the stuff that, is the hip progressive stuff, like I'm bisexual and I do all this stuff and I hate Trump and all that kind of stuff. So she wants to be a popular person, but she's an empty suit. She's got no soul. She doesn't stand for anything. She just does whatever Pelosi tells her to do.
Mark, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your time. We're up against it now. And, again, thanks for calling in. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Seriously. Sonia Schmidt's going to join us. You don't want to miss it.